We are in the middle of the Halacha Shabbos and the Halachas of Erev and the Siman Shinayin Beis and the Halachas of joining together residents for an Erev on Reish Lama Tesum Beis, Sif Beis, says the Mechaber, Karpuf Yisal Sasayim. It is a Karpuf, which is an enclosed area for non-residential purposes, that's more than the area of Tusa. Shlehu Kav L'dira, as we explained, which was not enclosed for residential purposes, have a Karmelis. So, halachically, we consider this as a Karmelis. Which is a rabbinically prohibited area. And if it's forbidden to carry from it to another karpuf, to bring in, to take out, from this one to that one, what you're limited to is dalan amas, so you could have two amas in this one and two amas in that one. Says Mishbura, Siv Katan Yud Zayin. So we have this karpuf, not enclosed for residential purposes, more than two sa, which that's the max. So therefore, it becomes a karmelis. And forbidden to carry from it to another karpuf. But then something is the betoicha asal really inside of it. It's also been in the carry rack betoicha amas. You're limited to dalan amas. Come before el. Like we said previously, b'simish shem above sif gimel. But the Bechab is telling us that you're not allowed to carry sif kot yotches like karfuf achin to another karfuf. Rets limud. What he means to say is karfuf shu kamayu, a karfuf that's like it, that is shemachzik gives him a base time that has an area more than two saw. For the hook of ladir, and there was not a goal for residential purpose because the ilo made the machzik rack base time. Because if let's say the other one actually was not more than two sa, or even if it was more than two sa, but there was enclosed for residential purposes, Rishas Yachad Gamahu, then that would be considered as a Rishas Yachad. But also, Lahachnas Leitzi Lav Klal Makav, then that actually would be forbidden to carry in or out at all from this carpet. The Karmelis, which is a Karmelis, so you would be carrying from a Karmelis to a Rishas Yachad. But here, it's actually permissible. Because they're both considered karmelis, so I've gotten your test, but kim shtei amas v'chulu, but you would only be able to get two amas in this one, two amas in that one. Because the karmelis is a karmelis mutter. From one karmelis to another karmelis is permitted, albeit only, you know, dalet amas. Okay, the like we said previously, b'sim mishim mevav, siv gimel. Now, v'chol zeh, this is all toma b'kim shashav seh b'toichom, regarding vessels that started Shabbos inside the karfif. Because the ilu kelim shashav seh b'toichom, whereas kelim that started Shabbos in the house, v'huvel karfif al de akum, and was brought into the karfif through a non-Jew, okay, I got no similar cases, us letzin l'karf achar, that would be forbidden to be brought into another karfif, as the Sharatzin Ois Tez says, that is when the karfif belongs to someone else. Because if it all belongs to the same person, for sure, it's permitted according to the Rambam, those who hold like him, like we brought in the Be'alacha, and then according to the Rashi, that's brought among the Rambam, Sib Katan Alf, it's possible that since it's already in the karfif, it's permitted to carry with and Dalet Amas to another karfif, and Rashi does not say it's forbidden only from a chatz at the karfif. But says the Sharatzin, Tzarech Ian, it requires further analysis. Siv Gimel. Shtei Chatzer is two courted, Sharitz La'arav Yachad, the one making Erev together as one. That is, Lahatu Avakim Shavuz Ababatim, to permit even the vessels that start of Shabbos in the house. Because in the Chatzah, that was said, permitted. So, Ein Trich is Erev Acha, they don't need another Erev. Elo Erev Shazukvar, rather, the Erev that they already made, Yolechenu Echem Mnei Chatzah Bishav Kulam, let one of the members of the courtyard take for all of them, Vietnam Echem Mbatai Chatzah Shnei, and put it into one of the homes of the other courtyard. Vim Yitzan, if he wants, Yolech Sham, Afel Pas Mishalai, he could bring over there even his own bread. Vukulam Matam, then all of the people of his Chatzah are permitted in the other Chatzah. Hakos says Rama, Bahusha Erev Bnei Chatzeri, Imetchilo, that's only if the people of his own courtyard made an Erev on him first. That Shubis Harash, Siv Yudvav. Oyshe in Trichon Arav, or they don't need to make an Erev Kamenish Bar, like we already explained in Submission Ayin, that's the base Yesu. Says the Mechaber further, Bahusha Erev Bnei Chatzer, Shnei Lazma, that's as long as the members of the other courtyard made their own Erev for themselves. Vein Bnei Chatzer, Shnei Trichon Pesacher, and you don't need that the members of the other courtyard need a different bread. Ela Erev Shazer Kavar, rather the Erev that they already made Matiran already permits them. Says Mishburim, Siv Katan Chaf. So two courtyards, one make Erev together to permit even Kalim to start in the house. They don't need another Erev. Rather, even they already made before, Yelchen Echad Bechulu, let one of the members bring it to the other one, to the other courtyard. The Kibin Shekavar Erev Yachad, since they already made Erev together, as one Erev Kiyash Echad, they're like one person. So you only need one of them to take it. Siv Katan Chafav. If he wants, he could even take his own bread. They're all permitted because he's doing their agency. Since they already made an Erev together as one. Sivka and Chabez. Rama said, but as long as the people of his chutz made with him already an Erev Tchila first. Because if not, when he's taking his own bread, he wasn't yet intermingled with his own chutz. And even if subsequently, if they do make an Erev together as one, the Erev is not going to take effect retroactively. However, it seems to him, if after that the people of his courtyard made an Erev, then he went back and he relied explicitly, and that bread that he originally taken first before their Erev. Vadimahani, it is effective, though, Kenisa Erev Hubanis Mosek, because ultimately, really, when does the Erev take effect? It's really by twilight, but that is if it's enough for regarding this. The Legorb Nechabura is not any less than the people of a group, Shesamcha al Pasha al Shuchan, that they're relying on the bread that's on the table, Kamashikos of Simishin Samachor, Sev Yudalev. Vav Pishain Oisin Klum, even though they're not doing anything there at all. Well, then Hachaname says, simply would be also here, Mahani al Pasha Loi would be effective even with his own bread, the Kivin Shekhafesha Erev Kavazin. Ultimately, they made a red mini air before Shabbos. Now, right before Shabbos, he's considered their shliach. When he goes back and he explicitly relies on that bread for them all, Sivkan Chav Gimel. Or Shein Tzichlov, they don't have to make an Erev, because the Hasam Nami, I mean, there we also say the Kulik Echad Chashiv, they consider as one, Vechad Melech HaPasu Meshalei, and therefore one could take his own bread, Vekulim B'Tram, they're all going to be permitted, Siv, Katan, Chav, Dalad, like we explained in Simit Shinai, and that's Siv, Dalad, Hei, Ayin Shamlok over there, Siv, Katan, Chav, Hei, says the Mechaber, Vahu, She'er, Vahulu, this is as long as the members of the other courtyard made their own Erev. But what it means to say is, Shagam b'nei achatz ha'shniyah, then also the members of the second courtyard, every mekayim la'atzim, they already also had made an erev for themselves. As the Sharatim Yisrael Gimel says, because if not, then again, as we said before, there's no retroactive erev. And the ilav hochi, because if not, ainam moil mashem alichin erev etzlam. It's not going to help to bring the first chatzah's people to the people of the second courtyard. They're not any better than people of the chatzah itself, shasum l'tal b'chatzim, which the members of the second courtyard are not like carry in their own chatzim. As the Shara Tzim Yisudal says, and it seems to me that if they took the air over there, then they're forbidden to carry also in their courtyard, because now their air is placed in another chatzim, which is forbidden to them, and now they can't even carry even in their own original chatzim. Sivkot and Chavav, and the people of the second courtyard don't need another bread, rather the erev they really made before, Matirun, prevents them, Dal Yod, that through that, Nesor B'nei Chatzah Zod Yachad, we had the members of the second courtyard that became joined together as one, and now that the members of the first courtyard brought their bread to them, it makes that the two courtyards are joined together as one, now they're also permitted to carry their vessels that started of Shabbos in their homes, to the courtyard that's next to them. Because the priest writes the tzricha lanich shtei eruvim beyachad, that they have to place the two erevin together as one. Be'alacham and the v'maschil lechatzer acheres. And the v'maschil vein b'nei chatzer hashniyat tzrichim. We said that the members of the second courtyard they don't need to make their own erev because they already had their original erev. Because the house that you put the Erev or the Shituv doesn't need to give a bread to the Erev, as we wrote in Shin Samach Vav, that says the Tosfos Shabbos and the Gur and the Vilna Gaon. Some of the Dirshus. Dirshu number. Fourteen. So the Mishnah says, since they made the Erev together as one, they're already considered like one person. In this halacha, the Chaznish is not sure. He has many sfeikas. Number one, a chatzer that you have 10 residents living over there. And five of them collected their Erev and they put it in one house. The remaining five collected their Erev and they brought it to one of the houses of the first five that put his Erev in another house. Which Chaznish and Mechadish, that's effective, because since when the first ones make an Erev, they become like one Chabura, and the last ones can put their Erev by any one of the first of the first group. And then the five last ones bring their Erev to another Chatzar. Would the Erev between the Chatzaris be effective even for the first group of five? Number two. And in this case, you also have to discuss if the first ones appoint the last ones explicitly to be their agents to make an heir for them too, would the heir be effective for them as long as they don't give, they're not giving any bread? Number three, in the case where the first five bring their heir to another chatzar, would the heir be effective also for the last five? Number four, in the case that the second chatzar brings their heir to the first five, would that be effective also for the last ones? Look at Mishnah Berurah later in Sivkot HaBeis, it writes in the preacher that you always should put all the heirs together in one area. Dirshu number 15, when the guy brings brings from his own bread, the Chaznish is not sure, is it enough with one gregus for all the people of the Chatzar, or does he have to have a gregus for each and every one? And he writes, it would seem that one gregus is actually effective for them all. Dishu number 16, we said he's doing their shlichas because they already made the Erev together as one. And even if it's not mezakeh to the people of the first chatzar, his own bread, the Erev is still effective for them all. The reason explains the Chazon Ish is because that's the Erev, that one of the people of the Chabura is kind of for them all, his makom of his dira. For this reason, he also adds to explain why is it that one of them could transport his own bread and make an Erev with the second chatzar, but the joining together of the people of the first chatzar is only through an Erev, and he brings the bread of the Erev to another place, and he acquires that dira in one of the homes of the second chatzar, so that's mevatel of this, their first Erev, because their ikadira was from this house, and when it's mevatel the Erev, so then they're joined together, really should be batel, but that was the Tekan that the two Erev could still be standing, that the first Erev that connects them to one chabura, and the second Erev that's kaveh, the place of the dira. And even though that the whole idea of the Erev is to establish the Mokum Dira, however they could be kaveh their dira in many places, the way Chazal was Masakin. There's number 17, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, that you have to notify all the members of the Chatzar, that you're being Ma'arev with the people of the second Chatzar. And it's not similar to making an Erev in your own Chatzar, that you can Mezakeh to all the people of Chatzar and you don't have to notify them, because to make an Erev in your own Chatzar is a schus for them, that they could carry over there, but to be Ma'arev in another Chatzar, it's possible that they're not pleased to have, you know, more people coming and going. He also writes over there that when you make an Erev for two Chatzars together as one, you have to make a bracha on the mitzvah of the Erev, even though in every Chatzar, they already made their own Erev, because that's another Erev. And the Nusach of the Erev, they should say, this Erev, Yeshar Alonu, should be permitted for us, Latatl, Mibatr Shtei Chatzeres, to carry from the homes of the two quarters, Mibayis Labayis from house to house, Mibat Machatzeres from homes to Chatzeres, Umachatzeres Labatim from the Chatzeres to the homes. And dish number 18, when they originally made the Erev, they stipulated that the Erev should take effect also for whoever, new residents come into the Chatzar. Kavachim writes that even if the guy comes to live over there after they made an Erev, they could transfer his bread to another chatzar, and the Erev will take effect for all the people of the chatzar, even from this new guy. Dish number 19, if before they make an Erev with the people of the chatzar, they're intimate as shituf and mevayis, the Chuvah Zeresh writes that even if they go back and make an Erev with the people of the chatzar, so that's not effective for the people of the mavi, because you can't have shituf taking effect retroactively, and you would have to go back and make a shituf for the people of the mavi. However, could go back and rely on what you already gave, that it should be for the purpose of shituf, the way Mishmur writes over here. Issue number 21. The preacher said that you should put the Erev together in one area. However, if after that the Kila made the Erev, an individual wants to make an additional Erev, because of a concern that maybe the Erev of the Kila is going to get ruined, like through the Chai Odom rites, but Halacha writes in Shin Samach Vav that's permitted, and it's even appropriate to do this. Chaznesh writes it's possible to put the additional Erev in another house, and he proves this in the words of the Gemara, Erev Nafnam Chesem HaBeis. However, in the Chedush Ritva, sounds like the words of the preacher should be in the same area. And regarding the primary thing, if it's possible to make two Erev for a city and to put each in a separate area, that we discussed in Mishabrura in Shin Samach Vav, Sivkot, and Lamed Gimel.